You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Over the summer, New Zealand harbours and coastlines see an increase in the number of sharks being spotted. During the time between December and May, an increase in shark presence is often seen across the coast, as sharks return inland to feed. Areas along the east coast, such as Tauranga and Coromandel, have experienced the greatest increase in shark activity over the past 5 years. Clinton Duffy, Technical Advisor of Marine Species for DOC, discussed the ecological factors of sharks returning inland. I started by asking if there had been an increase in shark presence this summer.
There hasn't really. New Zealand shark and ray populations are relatively healthy. We have a lot of, so we naturally have a lot of sharks in New Zealand. And at this time of the year, you do get a seasonal increase in shark sightings. And that's simply common inshore species moving closer into the coast to breed, and in some cases to feed, because shallow coastal waters are really productive areas. There's a lot of food in there for the species like bronze whalers, hammerheads, school sharks. So it's a perfectly natural seasonal event. It's sort of exaggerated by the fact that the conditions that draw sharks to beaches tend to draw people to beaches as well.
And from an ecological perspective, why is the shark's presence in these inland areas important?
Well, many of these species that are commonly seen around the coasts at this time of the year breed in shallow coastal waters. So we have small species that many people will probably be familiar with, like rig or spotted dogfish and school shark. They're moving into pup in the harbours and in in shallow coastal waters. And some larger species like hammerheads and bronze whalers also pup inshore. And occasionally we get species like great whites that are give birth inshore. The coastal waters are also really important feeding areas for these species. Because coastal waters warm up earlier, you get the phytoplankton and, benthic algae kicking off the food chain earlier. There's more food there early in the season, more food for that. So it's a good environment for pups to grow. It's also a good environment for larger sharks to feed in because of the concentrations of fish that you get in these coastal waters.
So what can the public be doing to ensure that these nursery areas are respected?
The two biggest impacts on the coastal habitats of sharks and lots of other marine species are obviously fishing pressure. So fishing responsibly, returning juvenile sharks to the water alive if you're not taking them to eat. Some people still do just see them as pests and kill them. So people should be returning them to the water alive and unharmed if they don't want to take them as food. There are some species like great white sharks are protected, so people shouldn't be harming those in any way at all. One of the other, not littering, not letting your rubbish get in the water. Plastics can be ingested by sharks and rays and all sorts of other marine life, and sharks and seabirds and things like that get tangled in discarded fishing line and ropes and other sorts of plastics. And the big impact on these coastal habitats is coastal development. Subdivisions, some types of farming practices release a lot of sediment into our rivers, which ultimately end up down in the sea and has a really bad effect on marine life. So managing sediment discharges to the coastal zone is a real challenge. It's a big issue for conservation of many species, not just sharks.
How is that currently being tackled?
Land management is typically addressed through regional plans and district plans.
And for people who spot sharks at the beach, what should they be doing?
Well, anyone seeing a shark at the beach, firstly, when you get to the beach, you should, it's always prudent to have a look around and see what the conditions are like. Identify where the rips are. If you see any, have a quick look to see if you can see any large sharks hanging out at the back of the breakers or in the breaker zone. Another sign that sharks might be around large concentrations of fish near the shore, and these are often indicated by seabirds diving, maybe dolphins feeding in the area. If you see a shark and you're not confident in the water around sharks and you can't identify them accurately, best idea is just to get out of the water, play it safe, quickly and quietly. Don't draw any attention to yourself. Most sharks are harmless, but you know, in certain circumstances they attack. And sort of any shark overall, sort of 1.8 meters long, should be considered potentially dangerous, and you should get out of the water unless you know what you're doing. If you see any protected species of sharks, or if you, particularly if you happen to catch one, and I'm thinking primarily of great white sharks in the coastal zone, but also offshore, it's possible you could come across whale sharks, manta rays, basking sharks. The Department of Conservation would really like to hear about sightings like that, and you can report those through our Shark Week page on the department's website. And certainly if you catch a protected species of shark, it's not illegal to accidentally catch one, but you are required by law to report it as soon as possible. So you can do that through the website or by calling your local dock office.
And you mentioned them coming in to nurse. Are you expecting an increase in shark population this year?
Well, sharks breed very, very slowly. They're long-lived animals. Many of them live for over 40 to 50 years of age. The females mature late in life, often at half their maximum age. And many of them do not give birth every year. So shark populations grow very slowly. So you don't expect to see big changes between years and in the overall population. But what you can get are local shifts in the number of animals, and that generally depends on, prey distributions. And those things tend to be very hard to predict because you have to know in advance where the food supply is going to be. But so generally you don't see big changes in the shark population year to year, but you you do get these seasonal increases in abundance inshore as sharks move in every year and move into breed feed each year, and then you can get local shifts in the distribution of the animals when you get large concentrations of prey in a particular area. So generally we don't expect to see big changes in shark populations year to year. One situation when you can see that is when you start seeing more tropical species arriving in New Zealand. They generally don't arrive in large numbers, but you can see more species like whale sharks, tiger sharks, maybe oceanic white tips appearing here in warmer than usual years.
That was Clinton Duffy, Technical Advisor of Marine Species for the Department of Conservation, speaking about shark presence over the summer period.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.